Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock on the nose. Lot to get to this morning. I've been really into this story about this gambling thing, though. I want to just touch on it real quick, Aaron. It's morning, by the way. You look very nice today.
Thank you.
All dressed up, formal.
I have new clothes again.
Is that what it is? Just rolling out the new clothes?
H&M had a sale.
If you knew during the course of the show how many times you give me a lecture about how you're going to control everything, and then you come in, you look fantastic, and then it's like, you know, H&M had a sale.
Can't help it.
You know what? Any guy listening right now who rolls his eyes is full of crap, because we're doing the same thing right now. Whether it is fishing, whether it is hunting, whether it's sports stuff, whether it's hoodies, we all do the same thing. There is no one that gets out of Bass Pro Shop for under $50. No one.
Well, that's how I am with H&M and Shoe Carnival.
That's my point. Guys always bitch about women shopping, and it's the same thing.
And Dollar Tree. And
yeah, you got an issue. Real quick, we'll have to get you to this gambling thing. I'm just real curious people think about this. I was going to run this by you. I finally got a handle on the story.
Okay.
So FanDuel, you know FanDuel. What's the other one? Oh, DraftKings.
DraftKings and FanDuel.
Well, they've now got sports books in New Jersey. Like, you can go bet there.
Yeah.
So FanDuel has one at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. A guy goes in there. I didn't know this. You could actually bet during the game. So, like, there's a minute left in the Broncos-Raiders game, and the Raiders are winning. So he walks up, and he's going to bet on the Broncos to come back. It's like a minute 10 left. He looks at the odds, and the line is 75,000. So what that meant was he bet $110. Because of the line, he won $82,000 or something. It was over 80 grand.
Right.
When the Broncos came back and won the game.
Right.
Well, he goes to cash his ticket. Now, he had been handed the ticket by somebody. Imagine like a racetrack. He went up there and actually made a physical transaction. FanDuel said, no, wait. We're not going to pay you that money because there was a glitch in the system. Those odds were way off. And they were. Nobody does a bet for like, $100 and you're going to make 80 grand off it. So they will not pay him.
I'd get an attorney.
That's what it's. But what they offered him was $500 in a skybox for 3 Giants games.
Yeah, no. give me my money.
But think about that. We can give you $82,000 behind door number one or $500 and you have to go punished and watch the Giants for 3 games. Is that really like... Isn't that kind of nephew to him?
Pretty much.
Okay. But the fact that a person actually handed him the stub like at a horse racetrack.
Well, then I would get an attorney, because if a person handed it, they had to have seen it and would have caught the error.
You would think so. I mean, you know, how quick it is. You've been to a track before, like when they're exchanging tickets and stuff like that. But they said they had an 18-second glitch. And this guy who just happened to hit it at the right time. 80 grand. Over 80,000. Give my money.
Give me my money.
To give you an idea of how much $80,000 is, that's like 3 days shopping for Aaron.
Michigan Lottery.
Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
CSX Big Jim's House 612. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Well, the Twins beat the Tigers 5-3 last night at Comerica Park. They're going to go for the sweep in the series finale this afternoon. Right-hander Spencer Turnbull will make his first career start for the Cats. And other Tigers news. Tigers pitcher Michael Fulmer is likely to undergo season-ending surgery tomorrow. Well, their season's over anyhow, really.
Yeah, that's kind of like going to Taco Bell at 1 a.m. and announcing that. I mean, it's the end of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
He has a torn meniscus in his right. That's a tongue twister. Say that fast like 55 times.
Novak Djokovic has a torn meniscus. I want to hear you say that.
No.
Okay.
In his right knee. Manager Ron Gardenhire said Fulmer has an appointment with an orthopedic surgeon, and if he confirms the initial diagnosis, he's going to have a surgery.
Ooh.
Lions still tinkering with the bottom of the roster. Yesterday, they released offensive lineman Jamil Demby from the 53-man roster and also cut safety Marcus Cromartie from injured reserve. They picked him up, after their first game, and then they thought maybe they'd use him because of T.J. Lang, and then...
Never even, he never made it off the practice field.
Yep.
Weird.
Take on Tito is back. This year, big prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. All they need to do is text the keyword Tito. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-9279. That's Tito, T-I-T-O to 248-398-WCSX. It is week 3. Get your picks in. It's very simple. All that you need to do is make your football picks. Takes a couple minutes. If you beat my little 2-pound chihuahua, Tito Santana, with your picks, you can win weekly prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. And then you'll be in the running for a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
Has he posted his picks for this week? Because I did mine last night.
Yeah.
Are his whole week? Did he take Cleveland or the Jets tomorrow night? I gotta go look, find out which one he took.
I think, well, he likes the Browns because of the dog pound.
No, because of the dog poop. Come on. It's Tito. He poops everywhere. No, that would be the one team he would go with. I'm just curious, though, who he picked.
I'll have to look it up, but just get Tito in, make your picks, and you can get prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. Good luck.
Remember, Thursday night game, too, so you got to get that in there. Is tomorrow night the Browns' first win of forever?
I hope so.
Do they get to open the coolers of Bud Light in Cleveland? We should do the same thing with Faygo in Detroit.
Day
6:21. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. So here we go. We got this voicemail. Listen closely. You need your thoughts. 248-398-WCSX.
So I've gone from being just friends with my new coworker to hooking up in the office. It's an incredible turn on, but I found out he has a live-in girlfriend, and now I feel awful. He says he has feelings for me, and I think I do as well, but I can't get past him doing this while dating somebody else. I need some help here.
248-398. Wow. All right. 248-398 WCSX, their studio number. He's hooking up with you in the office, and he just found out he's got a live-in girlfriend. But he says he has feelings. Maybe he's just discovered that he cares about you more than the woman he's been living with and lying to the entire time.
Feelings blow the waistlines with him. What's happening there? Sorry. Hey, look,
the show's done at 6:22. Okay. No, you're...
Look at...
Guys will never lie to a woman just to have sex.
Yeah, uh-huh. I look at it this way. If he has a live-in girlfriend and he's cheating with you at the office...
You're not the only one.
You're not the only
one. I did not think of this. Okay.
And you never will be the only one. And if he can do that to her, he's going to do it to you. So if you just want to have fun with your coworker...
Just keep it a playful relationship.
Then keep on keeping on.
Can it be that way? If you're aware in the back of your mind that he's got a girlfriend at home or someone that he's living with.
Then shame on you. Shame. Shame.
Oh, hit the shame thing?
Yeah.
Shame. Shame.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. I see text messages already coming on this one as well. What would you do? Because it goes from being fun to like you're a creep. Right? Is it for both parties or just him?
Both.
She didn't know.
Well, now she does. So she needs to woman up and say, no.
Okay. All right.
Why would you want to be the other woman? Why?
Like, have you not watched Hallmark Movie Channel?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Valerie Bertinelli has made a career off those films. No, I don't know. And as a guy, guys are always like, you know, yeah, man, look at him in the office. Rock on, man. No. No, you would feel you're a sleaze, aren't you?
Yeah.
If in the back of your mind, if you know that this woman that you're having fun with at work and you have a girlfriend who lives with you, wow. It's gutsy, man. All right, 248-398-WCSH. You're going to come home one day, it's going to be a rabbit in a pot. I'm just saying, it's going to be creepy.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house, 6:34. Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan this morning. What would you do Wednesday? We want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. Let's play the voicemail we got in the office a couple days ago.
So, I've gone from being just friends with my new coworker to hooking up in the office. It's an incredible turn-on, but I found out he has a live-in girlfriend, and now I feel awful. He says he has feelings for me, and I think I do as well, but I can't get past him doing this while dating somebody else. I need some help here.
There she goes. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You were checking out some of the comments on Facebook already and some of the text messages coming in?
Yeah, Amanda agrees with me. I had mentioned if he's doing that with you, he'll do it with others. So why would you even want to put yourself in that position?
That's a good point. That is a really good point.
And then Allison says, stop it now because it's not going to end well.
Do you? I'm asking. I know. Do you get caught up in the moment and the passion of the whole thing and maybe you will... It doesn't make you a bad person, but maybe you're willing to overlook that because you're having so much fun.
Hell no.
I'm just saying. We can say that now. But if you're in the moment and you're really having great sex, maybe you're willing to overlook the live-in girlfriend thing because you are having that much fun at work. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I know, but if you know there is another person, a human being that has feelings involved, as a woman with morals... You would not do that. You're a guy. You think differently. As I mentioned earlier, you know, like...
Oh, below the belt, you mean?
Yeah.
See, I've always considered that kind of a label. I mean, okay, guys, yes, absolutely. And it's all, we're always portrayed that way. But it takes two. Last time I checked.
Yeah, but she said she just found out that he has a live-in girlfriend.
Okay.
So I'm, the majority of women that I know.
Let me ask you a question then.
Would not put themselves in this position.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Would you ask at any point before he told you, is there any point during this when you're just having fun at the office that you would say to the person, are you in a relationship? Are you with someone? Is there anything I should know? Or are you just in the moment having a good time on the copying machine?
Well, I think based off of somebody's behavior, maybe because he, I mean, I don't know the dynamic of this hookup, but maybe because of his behavior, he never gave her a reason to think he was involved with someone.
Well, if all it is just having fun at work, then that's all. They don't talk about anything else.
They don't talk at all, really.
Well, we don't know. I mean, based on her voicemail. Anyway, that's my one question about it is like, you know, it does take two. Believe me, I am not justifying what this guy is doing at all. I'm just wondering, because of the type of relationship they're in, if this just never came up. It doesn't make him less
of a sleazeball?
Well, there's that.
You think?
Yeah. 248-398-WCSX. See the phone calls coming in now. Oh, by the way, details about Bob Seger coming up next. Don't go anywhere. CSX, Big Jim Sound, 723, 66 degrees. What? What Kath, my wife, just did?
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So Jim and I are sitting here, and sometimes I wish the listeners could hear the conversations we have off air.
Oh, we're talking about vegetables and Bert and Ernie and all sorts of stuff we haven't been able to get to this morning.
So you tell me you got a text from your wife, who's currently in Pennsylvania with her mother, who had hip replacement surgery, to tell you about free food here in Michigan today.
How thoughtful is that? What an amazing woman. I mean, seriously, what an amazing woman. She's like, yeah, it's butterscotch pudding day, and the woodshop's they're giving out butterscotch pudding today. She actually texted me that because she knows I like it that much.
That's very thoughtful.
Yeah. You think it's weird?
No, it's just more insight into the life of Big Jim.
Hey, man, I told you, dude, I married up, man. I married way up when I married her 26 years ago. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. It's true, man. We look out for each other. That's what you do. We need to get players for Battle of the Burbs. West is up by a couple, and we got a great prize this week, too. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. We need what? East, West, Downriver?
We need three players. Someone from the east side, someone from the east side, someone from the east side. I'm starting to get bitter again.
Yeah, I can tell. You're getting a little, yeah.
We need someone from the east side, someone from the west side, and someone from Downriver.
Pair tickets see Jim Steinman's Bat Out of Hell. Jim Steinman, the guy who wrote Bat Out of the Hell with Meatloaf. This musical is amazing, and it's going to be at the Fox Theater November 6th through the 17th, autumn in Detroit at the Fox Theater. Going to see this, man. Fantastic. 313presents.com, box office, and Ticketmaster locations. Call now, 248-398-WCSX, and we'll get our players to see folks lining up right now. Wanted to share this real quick. Going to play some AC/DC here. Javier Bardem was on Conan's show last night.
Yes.
Now, he's from Spain.
Yes.
So you always wonder, like, he has that very thick, oh, talks like this, with, you know, the accent, where it came from. Well, he learned how to speak English from AC/DC.
About AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So I know what highway, cursing, bells, I mean, those things I know. But
I love that you think that when you probably grew up thinking people go like,
exactly.
All the time.
I thought out of Spain people were screaming all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, then I met you and then I realized he was even worse.
So there you go. Next time you see him in a movie, just realize he learned English language from these guys. Big Jim South, 726. Battle of the Burbs next. CSX, Big Jim South, 715. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 66 degrees. Now, we're all on Twitter. If you're looking for Aaron on Twitter, it's Aaron on your radio, right?
Correct.
Okay. Producer Ryan, CSX or WCSX? I always forget. But if you type in producer Ryan, yeah, WCSX, it's on there. That's Ryan. Mine's WCSX Jim. But if you're going to follow one person on Twitter, if you need to know what's really going on in the world, if you need to drill down and get to the latest, most important issues, you follow Kylie Jenner. This, Aaron, is earth-shaking. She tweeted out last night at 9:12. You ready? You ready for this?
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I'm getting myself prepared.
Let me get my Kylie Jenner voice. Last night, I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life-changing. I'm not making that up.
Can I throat punch her through the internet? Can I just
11,000 retweets, 85,000 likes. There are so many comments on this thing. It's hilarious. She actually tweeted out last night at 9 o'clock. Last night, I had Thoreau with milk for the first time. Life-changing. Somebody, my favorite one was, the first one response was, who hurt you? And then there's this whole, like, spinoff thing on there where someone asked her, do you put the milk on first or the cereal? I'm like, who pours milk in a bowl and adds cereal to it? You can't throw her off like this. Kylie's in a whole new world right now, man. I mean, this woman is living the dream right now. She's discovered Thoreau with milk for the first time, Aaron.
Wow, let me call her up and have her solve the world's problems next.
Somebody, I just became more aware of the wealth gap in the world thanks to this tweet. How can you randomly try cereal and milk? That's what they're asking. Like,
she hung out with a poor person.
Somebody said, wait until you try peanut butter and jelly. Life-changing. Oh, that was Seth Rogen who tweeted back at her. I just had Thoreau milk for the first time. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Cattle the burps coming up. Hang with us. We'll get Thoreau. CSX, Big Jim's House, 642, 67 degrees. Bob Seger there. Bob Seger won last time. Traveling Man, the final tour. We found out yesterday, what, at 9 o'clock?
Yep, he's going to start out in Grand Rapids.
And wrap up, we do not know where. There are no Detroit dates yet, but there are never Detroit dates when Bob first announced the tour. November 21st, the first date. Now, all the information you need to know, we'll text it to you. Everything we got, including some of the artwork for the final tour, 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword is
Seeger, S-E-G-E-R.
And I put on Instagram page, by the way, the shirt that they have for the Seeger Silver Bullet Club.
It's very cool.
It is very cool. Big Jim's House, WCSX. You're on Instagram. Just check that out over there. All right, we're going to get back to What Would You Do Wednesday here in just a second. We want to clarify one thing. Your point, I made a couple text messages. We changed this person's voice. This is a woman, but we changed the voice. So obviously, whoever it is, isn't getting outed on local radio here in the Motor City. So this is the message we got.
So I've gone from being just friends with my new coworker to hooking up in the office. It's an incredible turn on, but I found out he has a live-in girlfriend, and now I feel awful. He says he has feelings for me, and I think I do as well, but I can't get past him doing this while dating somebody else. I need some help here.
Okay. So, that's our question, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I'm seeing everyone saying, like, this guy's a sleazeball, right?
That's a pickle that I don't want to be in.
Oh, you mean the guy, or
that whole
her?
Situation is just sketchy.
It's like a 50 Shades of Grey thing, isn't it?
A little bit. Mark got in touch and says it's much more fun to be falling in love than it is to be in love, which takes work to make it work.
Oh, okay. So he's saying that being like the infatuation part of what's going on with him now.
Exactly.
Is harder than him just, you know, he's got a girl at home. Doesn't say a lot about the guy's character. I mean, come on. But again, if you feel like you're going to get something, you're not really in a serious relationship. Maybe he thinks that way, that maybe they have a relationship where they're like, cool, if you want to hook up with somebody at work, go for it.
Yeah, but if you have somebody that lives with you, like, you obviously made a commitment to that person and you're not honoring it. And this girl that's having the little workplace fiasco with this guy.
Right.
Now that she knows about the other woman, she needs to call it a day and not go there.
That's what we want to hear from you. 248-398-9279. Same studio number. You call us. You can text us as well. Join the conversation on Facebook. Now, for most guys, it happens the other way around. Like you. And then the pizza man shows up and it's a woman.
And what fantasy did this happen?
Don't want to say. CSX Big Jim Sounds, 821. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, what would you do Wednesday? Here's the voicemail. We did change the voice a little bit, but here's the voicemail we got.
Hey, so I've gone from being just friends with my new coworker to hooking up in the office. It's an incredible turn on, but I found out he has a live-in girlfriend, and now I feel awful. He says he has feelings for me, and I think I do as well, but I can't get past him doing this while dating somebody else. I need some help here. What would you do?
There she goes. 248-398-WCSX.
I just caught something that I didn't hear before in that voicemail.
What is that?
New coworker. She might have very well not known that he was involved with someone.
And again, if you're fooling around, we're not defending this guy at all. If you're fooling around at work, are you going to ask questions about their relationships and tell me about your parents and what's your favorite color and how many Harry Potter movies have you seen?
No, because it's not that kind of relationship.
Exactly.
It's the touchy kind.
It's the Showtime after 11 p.m. kind of relationship. Oh, really? He's fired up. Tony and Mount Clemens. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good. How you doing, Jim?
We're good, man.
I stayed away for so long, and I got a comment on that. The guy's a pig. That guy is a pig. He needs to get his cut off.
Oh.
Okay.
He does. Guys like that, you got to have a little place for pervert like that. Pardon my French.
Okay. No, man.
People out there are looking for a soulmate or a partner. And they're cheating. Once they get a woman or a man, vice versa, they cheat on them. Why? What's that going to solve? Do it once, you can do it again.
That's what I think.
Do you think this happens more often than we're aware of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They don't like what they got at home. They don't like what they got at home, so they're getting strange stuff somewhere else. That's not right.
Yeah, that's a good point, dude.
Keep your Johnson in your pants, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and if you're that miserable with your home situation, call it a day and move on, but don't do things behind someone's back.
Exactly, Aaron. I'm right there with you.
Tony, so you know, keep a Johnson in your pants is also Johnsonville Brat's new campaign. All right, buddy, we got to run, man. Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks, Jim.
Right, there he goes. Want to see that billboard. 8:23, Big Jim's house, 66 degrees. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest on our Led Zeppelin effort for 24 Hours of Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
You going to check the Facebook page?
Yep.
Go ahead and check the Facebook page for us, and we will try to buy one of your votes next. Just consider us like your very own Russian radio show here in the Motor City. We're going to buy you. We're going to buy you next. Trust me. CSX Big Jim's house, 8:21. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, what would you do Wednesday? Here's the voicemail. We did change the voice a little bit, but here's the voicemail we got.
Hey, so I've gone from being just friends with my new coworker to hooking up in the office. It's an incredible turn-on, but I found out he has a live-in girlfriend, and now I feel awful. He says he has feelings for me, and I think I do as well, but I can't get past him doing this while dating somebody else. I need some help here. What would you do?
There she goes. 248-398-WCSX.
I just caught something that I didn't hear before in that voicemail.
What is that?
New coworker.
She
might have very well not known that he was involved with someone.
And again, if you're fooling around, we're not defending this guy at all. If you're fooling around at work, are you going to ask questions about their relationships and tell me about your parents and what's your favorite color and how many Harry Potter movies have you seen?
No, because it's not that kind of relationship.
Exactly.
It's the touchy kind.
It's the Showtime after 11 p.m. kind of relationship. Oh, really? He's fired up. Tony and Mount Clemens. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good. How you doing, Jim?
We're good, man.
I stayed away for so long, and I got a comment on that. The guy's a pig. That guy is a pig. He needs to get his cut off.
Oh.
Okay.
He does. Guys like that, you got to have a little place for pervert like that. Pardon my French.
Okay. No, man.
People out there are looking for a soulmate or a partner, and they're cheating. Once they get a woman or a man, vice versa, they cheat on them. Why? What's that going to solve? Do it once, you can do it again.
That's what I think.
Do you think this happens more often than we're aware of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think we still know about these things. They don't like what they got at home, so they're getting strange stuff somewhere else. That's not right.
Yeah, that's a good point, dude.
Keep your Johnson in your pants, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and if you're that miserable with your home situation, call it a day and move on, but don't do things behind someone's back.
Exactly, Aaron. I'm right there with you.
Tony, so you know, keep a Johnson in your pants is also Johnsonville Brat's new campaign. All right, buddy, we got to run, man. Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks, Jim.
There he goes. Want to see that billboard. 8:23, Big Jim's house, 66 degrees. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest on our Led Zeppelin effort for 24 Hours of Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
You check the Facebook page?
Yep.
Go ahead and check the Facebook page for us, and we will try to buy one of your votes next. Just consider us like your very own Russian radio show here in the Motor City. We're going to buy you. We're going to buy you next. Trust me.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat.